All right, let's dive deep into something interesting today. The Silex DS600. Our mission really is to unpack how this little box changes the game for managing USB devices, maybe boosting performance, and definitely looking at security. We're working from the details provided, which outline its core functions pretty clearly. So, okay, the basic idea is making a physical USB port accessible over a network. But how does that actually work? Is it just like virtualizing the connection? And, you know, how does it avoid being slow or super complex?
That's a great way to put it. Yeah, it essentially creates a kind of virtual bridge. It allows devices like printers, scanners, disk drives, cameras, you know, card readers, basically almost any USB device to act like they're plugged into the network itself, not just one computer.
Interesting.
Think about, say, a design studio, multiple people needing one high-end plotter, or maybe a doctor's office sharing a specialized scanner between rooms. This thing just cuts out the physical tethering, streamlines access, makes things easier right away, doesn't matter where the device physically is on the network.
Okay, yeah, that's potentially a huge shift from just plugging things in locally. And the sources mentioned some highlights: USB 3 port support for higher performance, and also NAS support with USB mass storage. And how big a deal is that USB 3 speed, really? Especially with large files. And what does NAS support actually mean for, like, a standard USB drive?
Oh, the USB 3 part is significant. It's not just a minor speed bump. We're talking transferring gigabytes, raw video, huge design files without those frustrating waits you get with older USB versions. So for data-heavy tasks, it's absolutely critical.
Right, avoids bottlenecks.
Exactly. And the NAS support, well, it basically lets you turn any connected USB hard drive into simple network storage, accessible to anyone permitted on the network. It's like a quick way to set up shared storage without buying a whole separate NAS box.
Okay, got it.
But, you know, what's really crucial here, I think, are the security features. The materials highlight secure USB over IP data transfer, AES-256-bit data encryption, and IE-802.1x enterprise authentication.
That sounds pretty serious.
It is. This isn't just basic network security. It's about stopping someone from, say, intercepting sensitive data from a shared medical scanner over the network, or making sure only authorized users access some specific industrial controller connected via USB. AES-256-bit, for anyone listening, that's military-grade encryption, the same level banks and governments use. So data in transit is incredibly secure.
Wow. Yeah.
And the 802.1x part, that adds another layer, authenticating users or devices before they even get access to the network resource.
That level of security is impressive, especially for, you know, sensitive places. But is there a trade-off? Does encrypting all that data, especially high-speed USB 3 data, slow things down noticeably? Is there processing overhead?
That's a fair question. And while the engineering behind these devices is usually quite optimized, any encryption adds a tiny bit of processing, yes. But with modern hardware, the impact is generally minimal. Honestly, the benefits of having that secure network access plus the speed of USB 3 usually far outweigh any tiny theoretical lag.
Makes sense. So it sounds powerful and flexible. The notes also say it's compatible with USB hubs, and interestingly, VMware and Citrix support it via free software. That integration piece seems pretty important too.
Absolutely. Compatibility with hubs just means you can potentially hang multiple USB devices off one DS600, which is efficient. And the VMware and Citrix support, that's key for modern IT. It means it works seamlessly in virtual environments, not just with physical machines. Essential for central management, remote desktops. It just fits into these complex setups.
Okay, so let's sort of wrap up this deep dive then. The Silex DS600, it really does seem to reshape how we think about USB peripherals, moving them from being tied to one machine to being shared securely across a network. We've touched on the performance via USB 3, the really strong security like AES-256 and 802.1x, and how it slots into different environments, even virtual ones.
Yeah, and considering all that, it does make you think, doesn't it? If we can securely network even standard USB devices this easily, what does that imply for the future, especially for specialized hardware that's traditionally been isolated?
That's a really interesting point. And for you listening, maybe this changes things. How could something like this Silex device open up new ways for you to use those specific gadgets or systems you thought were stuck being used in just one spot? Something to ponder.